This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and here's another challenge to democratic institutions in America today. Sounds of protest in North Carolina. These people in North Carolina believe their representative government is more like the tyranny of one party. Republicans control the legislature, and Republican Pat McCrory is the elected governor. Total Republican control hasn't happened in North Carolina since Reconstruction. The Reverend William Barber, head of the North Carolina NAACP, is heading up a protest challenging the legitimacy of state government itself.
Our goal, when we started, we said we hope they will change. And the way you do that is you try to meet, try to negotiate. They don't do that. You strike at their conscience. They've chosen not to be moved by their conscience. So what are we doing? We're moving the conscience of the people.
The tactics here are unique. For 10 weeks, Barber and hundreds of others have staged so-called Moral Mondays in the state capitol. Today is another one of those protests, and arrests are expected. Affiliate station WFAE reporter Ben Bradford followed protesters for a full day last Monday. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what is this Moral Monday like in practice, as you've experienced it?
About 1,000 people, and sometimes more than that, over the last 11 weeks have been gathering outside the state capitol. And it is loud. There is singing. There is chanting. There are speeches over microphones. There are signs. And it is a mixed group of people from a lot of different places in the state. I'm down in Charlotte, which is a couple hours away from the state capitol. And there are caravans and vans and buses being sent up from local churches and advocacy groups coming up to see there. And what happens is, they go in and they are doing these protests on the state capitol, and then they're going into the state capitol and they're blocking the entrance to the Senate chamber.
And we've got 700 arrests so far. Is this intentional on the part of the protesters?
Yes,
are they pushing this, or is this?
It's almost a partnership between police and protesters in that way, in that everybody knows what's going to happen. And when I was there, they were actually tearing armbands for people who are going to get arrested to notify, okay, these guys are getting arrested. Not just for the protesters, but also for the police.
And as this is a somewhat ritualized, nonviolent protest that the South has seen, of course, during the civil rights movement, it's also led by the church. What is the role of Reverend Barber, who we are already heard from in the intro to this segment?
Right. Reverend Barber, he's the head of the North Carolina NAACP. He's a big figure in the state in terms of civil rights and a big activist, particularly against the Republican-controlled legislature. And you can hear his voice as sort of the voice of the protest.
But if you're unemployed, if you're sick, if you're disabled, if you're hurting, if you're a poor child, then this governor suggests, this legislature suggests, they don't represent all the people. And that's why we, the people, have decided to come to our house and stand up in our capital.
But this is more than just constituent politics. I mean, there's an indictment here that the system doesn't work at all, not for those that he enumerated there, Reverend Barber, but not even for the governor. Here's the governor talking about what he seems to believe is something of a crisis, even if he doesn't go along with the protesters.
They want to keep the status quo. I'm not in favor of keeping the status quo. We have got to fix a broken operations in state government. And in order to do that, I'm stepping on the toes of the right, the left, the middle, and a lot of bureaucracies and turf.
Is that widely believed in North Carolina, that the government does not work and that only matters like Moral Mondays are going to move things to be fixed or changed?
I think you're seeing in the Moral Monday protests a reaction to a reaction. North Carolina, even though it's in the South, is really a purple state. It's in the last election, in congressional races, more than half the votes went to Democrats. And for the last 100 years, there hasn't been a Republican-controlled legislature and governorship. So this is the first time in a very, very long time that Republicans have control of the entire legislature. And they really feel like this is their time to enact their policies. And, you know, in politics, there's a very short window to get those things done. And then on the other side, because it is a purple state, I think that you see this sense, like you just heard Barber saying there, that it's the powerful doing what they want at the expense of the powerless.
Ben Bradford, reporter for WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thanks, Ben.
Oh, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.